What does a trained architect see when they look at a kitchen? In one word, possibilities. Christine Hanway is the UK editor of Remodelista.com, a digital guide to remodeling and home design that's all about the mix, the high and the low. Sally Swift got together with Christine to talk about ideas for quick kitchen fixes that don't include plaster dust and new appliances.
Christine, nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Sally. It's great to be here.
So I want to talk to you today about some quick fixes for the kitchen for those of us that aren't ready to take out walls. What are you seeing trend-wise that we can change in our kitchens?
Well, we're seeing lots of things. One of the easiest things to do is to pull off the cabinet faces on the uppers, because there's a big trend right now in open shelving, and you don't want to take all your kitchen cabinets off and put in up install new shelving. Very simply, you can just remove the cabinet front, and you can do other interesting things like paint the backs of those cabinets, or you can wallpaper them. I think it makes people think about what they want on display. So maybe it's just your favorite glasses, the glasses that get used all the time, the ones that can go in the dishwasher, the ones that the kids can, you know, use.
And what about all of this? I think that I'm seeing a lot more fabric in kitchens in a way, doors missing and fabric being hung instead. Is that part of the same trend?
Yeah, I guess it's that sort of farmhouse aesthetic or that French country kitchen underneath the sink. It's just a curtain. There is no door. But alternatively, you know, you can do it in front of a tall pantry and hang a beautiful piece of fabric or curtain to soften things up. I imagine it must help acoustically, too.
Yeah, I would think it would, too. What about for those of us who hate our countertops? Is there a quick fix for something that we can do without having to install new ones?
Yeah. A colleague of mine, she was in a rental, and she didn't like the granite countertops. And so basically she just went and got some plywood and had a carpenter build plywood countertops for her.
And, like, just laid them on top of the existing?
She laid them on top, and then she built returns on them. Yeah, no, they look really, really good. She's very pleased with them, actually.
And what about, how do you feel about lighting? Is there an easy way for people to fix lighting in their kitchens?
I think with lighting, it's all about layering. So, you know, whether it's clothes or your furnishings, sort of the more layering you can do, the better off you are. So you can have your recessed lights, but it's also good to have some task lights or under counter lighting. But if you don't want to install under counter lighting, a few clip-on lights work really, really well.
Really cheap, and you can put them anywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of lighting, I think if you're going to do one thing, it would be a pendant. It would be either a big pendant or a series of maybe three pendants over either your dining room table or your kitchen island, wherever it is that you and your friends and family congregate. I think of pendant lights like creating like your own little fireplace, like a hearth in your kitchen.
It makes sense, and you get that beautiful pool of light, and everyone's focused in that pool. So if you, this is a personal question, if you were going to invest in one thing in your kitchen, what would it be? Would it be an oven? Would it be a good refrigerator? Where would you go?
I think with big kitchen fixes, anything is worth it if it helps you enjoy being in the kitchen, because we're in the kitchen so much. And for me, having a big, beautiful sculptural sink is what makes my time in the kitchen better, because I'm always standing at it, whether I'm washing the dishes or I'm preparing the vegetables.
And do you like a single bowl sink or do you like a divided?
I like a single bowl sink. Maybe it's a practical thing, but for me, when you're washing a big pot, I just don't, I hate it when you're in its tiny little sink and it just keeps banging against everything.
Yeah, that's funny. I think people don't think very much about kitchen sinks. I think they're pretty important as well. Christine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sally.
Christine Hanway is the UK editor of Remodelista. Now, take a look at the book, Remodelista, A Manual for the Considered Home. Info is at splendidtable.org.